Familiar and rather outrageous story in the Bible of Jonah tells of a whale eating Jonah. In fact, some have quipped that the most believable aspect of the whole story of the book of Jonah is the fact that Jonah was swallowed in the belly of a whale. See, Jonah was called by God, it says, to go and preach to the people of Nineveh. And Jonah chooses to say initially, "No, thank you, God," and flees instead to Tarshish, as farthest away possible in the known world from Nineveh. But God doesn't give up on Jonah that easily. God sends a storm to the ship that Jonah's on so that he falls overboard. And then God sends a whale to swallow up Jonah for 3 days. And then God provides both a bush when Jonah gets angry and then a worm to eat the bush, all to get Jonah to hear and experience God's grace and mercy, even for the Ninevites. Jonah was given what seems to be a rather impossible mission to go and preach to the Ninevites. Nineveh was one of the greatest cities of the Assyrian Empire. It was a city of conquestors, of a great economy, and a superior military base. Nineveh was the central city of this Assyrian Empire that had tortured the 12 other kingdoms. The Assyrian Chronicles describes horrendous acts of torture employed to create fear and submission to the enemies of this empire. And Jonah has really no credentials to act for international diplomacy with this great Assyrian empire. He would get even less respect, perhaps, than the ambassador Tuvlu would get in Washington, D.C. And you can get bonus points if you know where Tuvlu actually is. You might be imagine yourself being sent to Sudan in the midst of a genocide where Christians are being persecuted in the south area of Sudan. And God tells you to march through the jungle and tell their leaders to repent, stop the genocide, to hold democratic elections, respect everyone's civil rights, use their wealth for the good of all people. Surely everyone's going to immediately stop and listen to your every word. Right? Or you might be like those yesterday standing on the Capitol steps in Sacramento demanding elected officials to stop legalized bribery of the campaign finance system and corporate greed. Immediately, the legislators are going to act and the corporations enforce new policies. Right? We could almost laugh. Jonah's given this impossible mission. And the world conspires to make Jonahs of us all, to beat us down and tell us, you can't change the big picture, so just fall in line. Make the best living for yourself and your family. Our faith, our values, our conscience, even our hearts may tell us we need to head east to Nineveh. But we flee and walk in the opposite direction or get in the boat with Jonah because it just seems too hard. We spend too much time clinging to what is comfortable instead of hearing that calling for meaning and purpose. Michael Lerner wrote a book entitled The Politics of Meaning, and Lerner said that we often give up our deepest held values of compassion, caring, and community because they just don't seem practical, he says, in the real world. Instead, he says there's an ethos of selfishness and materialism that is our default human nature. These are the values we settle for when our deeper values just seem out of reach. We may not have the meaningful work or chances to make a difference, but the materialism and advertising around us tells us that we can at least do the do, or that a diamond is forever, so drive in luxury. We may not be able to bring about racial reconciliation, equal rights or even the relationships we want. But individualism tells us we can pursue our own happiness, use others, carve out our own little niche for a peace of mind. Ironically, these attitudes give us less freedom and peace. Selfishness and materialism erode our community and don't allow us to live that full life that we're called. Possessions, in the words of our second lesson for today, put us more out of purpose. Jonah's way seems easier at first, but in the end, we too can be thrown overboard, like Jonah, in foreclosure, divorce, without a job, feeling broke. But God provides a large fish for Jonah to be swallowed up in, for some shelter while all the waves pass over him. And the fish eventually spews Jonah up onto dry land where he is to go. Even later, when Jonah gets angry at God for actually showing mercy and forgiveness to the Ninevites, God appoints a bush to give Jonah shelter from the heat and sun and rest from his anger. And when Jonah still doesn't get it, God then appoints this worm to eat the bush and get Jonah's attention about God's real business of mercy, love, and forgiveness, even to those who are in the midst of evil systems of power. God keeps doing it, choosing the least and unlikely, a way to hear God's call of mercy and forgiveness, even though we more often than not, like Jonah, run in the opposite direction. Even if we miss the boat, there's still the train, and I-80, and a bicycle, and God may appoint a whale, a bush, or a worm to get our attention. God is near. God's power is at work, even when we don't see it. Hear this good news, Jesus says, and follow me. We may find many distractions, but the powerful call of Christ, love your enemies, feed the hungry, visit the sick, and you've done it to me. Abide in my love, and I abide in you. You are the light of the world. So let your light shine before all that they may see the glory of God. The reign of God is among you. If you have faith, the mountain shall be moved. God finds a way to get our attention and directs us into God's purpose. In the gospel lesson for today, there's this constant immediacy in Mark's gospel. I can just imagine these first disciples who hear God's call for Jesus saying, follow me. I imagine Simon and Andrew, James, and his brother John, that they're taking off in this mad dash, it says, immediately following Jesus. And God is calling us to build up the kingdom, to share God's love, to care for one another, to share this good news of mercy and forgiveness. So, hearing God's call, let the race begin. And when we take off running in the wrong direction, God will direct you, rest assured.